I stand in front of the full-length mirror in the upscale lingerie store's dressing room, my heavily pregnant body reflected back at me. The dark green lace clings to my swollen curves, accentuating the roundness of my belly and the fullness of my breasts. I turn to the side, examining my butt, now softer and fuller than ever. Alex's voice drifts in from the other side of the curtain. "Do you like it?" he asks, his tone timid, as always. I hesitate, running my hand over the fabric. "I'm not sure," I reply, "though it's not the lingerie I'm unsure about. It's everything else." The secret weighs on me. Alex isn't the father of this baby. That honor belongs to Brock, the stripper I've been seeing for the past year. Brock with his the size of my forearm, who got me pregnant 6 months ago. I can still feel the heat of his body. Alex works in finance, or IT. I'm not entirely sure. And frankly, I don't care. What matters is that his wallet is always open for me. I step out of the dressing room, holding up the dark green set and another in black, the latter adorned with a tiny heart on the bottom. "I love both of them," I gush, turning to face him. "The green is so elegant, but the black. The black is just so sexy. Look at this little heart!" I pout, tilting my head. "I can't decide, unless..." Alex sighs, a sound I've grown accustomed to. "I'll buy you both," he says, reaching for his wallet. I beam, stepping forward to kiss his cheek. "Thank you, baby," I whisper, knowing full well that while he may not satisfy me in bed, he more than makes up for it with his generosity. On the main street, we pass a jewelry store, its windows glittering with diamonds and gold. I pause, my hand instinctively going to the necklace I'm not wearing. "Let's go in," I say, my tone brooking no argument. Alex rolls his eyes, but he follows me inside. I browse the displays, my fingers trailing over the necklaces until I find the perfect one, a delicate silver chain with a small diamond pendant. "This one," I declare, turning to Alex. He hesitates, his gaze flicking to the price tag, but he nods. "Fine," he mutters, handing his card to the salesperson. I smile, my heart racing. Another victory. Later, in our lofty apartment, I model the lingerie and necklace for Alex, striking poses that show off my pregnant body to its best advantage. "Thank you," I say, kissing him softly. "I love them both." He smiles, a faint, tired smile, and I head to the bathroom, closing the door behind me. "I may be a while," I call out, already stripping off the lingerie.